Hello, this is DJP's Rock Vinyl, and this is my day two session for lockdown three. Yes, unfortunately, I started the lockdown one day early, which is why I didn't do one yesterday for day one, because I'd already done it. Well, it all makes sense to me. So, this is DJP's Rock Vinyl session on Proctopus Radio. And yes, I'm going to bring you two songs again. One which is old, and another which is new. And if you'd like to send me your requests, one old song and one new song, then I might play them for you on Proctopus Radio. And it'll be repeated throughout the day. So, let me just define something for you. Old to me is anything right the way back to whenever. And in terms of new, it needs to be something really from the last 20 years. So let's say this century. So now I've cleared that up, I'm going to play you my two for the day. And the first one is from Deep Purple. Yep. And I'm going to play you a track from what is considered to be the Mark III lineup of Deep Purple, which includes vocalist David Coverdale and bassist vocalist Glenn Hughes. And it's from their ninth studio album, Stormbringer, which was released in November 1974. Now, I'm going to play Stormbringer. And as a bit of background, it's actually the name of a novel by Michael Moorcock. And Stormbringer is the name of a magical sword described in many novels and comics by Moorcock. Now, David Coverdale has denied knowledge of this until shortly after recording the album. In the New Musical Express, he claimed that the name was from mythology. A few years later, Moorcock collaborated with Blue Oyster Cult to write Black Belt Blade, another of my big favourites, a song that was actually about the sword Stormbringer. Now, according to Glenn Hughes, the slurred gibberish that is spoken by Coverdale at the beginning of the title track, just prior to the first verse, is the same backwards dialogue that Linda Blair's character utters in the film The Exorcist. Well, I'll let you make your own mind up on that one. Anyway, here's Stormbringer from Deep Purple.
Coming out of nowhere, dropping like rain, Stormbringer down.
Deep Purple there with Stormbringer. So that was my old pick for today. And now we're going on to my new pick. And yes, this is for Lockdown 3, Day 2. DJ P's Rock Vinyl on Proctopus Radio. Now for my second pick, I've picked something that started to be written in 2019 and was released in 2020. Now then, have you heard of Hawkwind? Well, this is done by Hawkwind Light Orchestra. Now, Dave Brock started this album as a solo project during the winter of 2019. And then contributions have been added by band members in January and February before the first lockdown began. But it was mostly recorded actually in lockdown. The musicians Brock, Richard Chadwick and Magnus Martin have created an almost full band sound here. And it's got classic Hawkwind textures, which are tight and well focused. Now the track I'm going to play is from this album. The album is called Carnivorous. And if you don't know by now, that's an anagram of coronavirus. Yeah. And as I say, the track I've chosen is actually called The Virus. Yeah. And the lyrics don't pull any punches on this. It's got a real classic Hawkwind sound, I think. It takes a while, but it warms up and it just chunters along in classic Hawkwind style and provides a great platform for some of the lyrics that follow, such as sinking feeling, this is the end, what we eat is meat's revenge. There's a chant of creeping virus, and later on, is this how it all is going to end? So they get their message across in a powerful way with this one. As I say, give it a bit of a chance. I think you'll warm to it. And listen to these lyrics. The Virus from the Hawkwind Light Orchestra.
Thank you.
great riff.
Thank you.
So there we had the Hawkwind Light Orchestra with The Virus. Oh, I think that chunters along pretty well, don't you? Some good lyrics there as well. Anyway, that's my second track for today, for this lockdown day two special session. And yep, the first track we had Stormbringer from Deep Purple, followed by The Virus from the Hawkwind Light Orchestra. I hope you enjoyed them both. And if you did, let me know. And send me your request of a new track from the last 20 years and an old track from whenever, way back. Let me know and I'll play it for you. Okay. Just to let you know as well, to listen to Proctopus Radio, one of the easiest ways is to download the app Radio Box from your app supplier. So either on the Android Play Store or, of course, from the Apple iStore or whatever it's called. Yeah, you can download that and then just search for Proctopus Radio. Make it a favourite, and then you can put me on any time. Isn't that just superb, eh? So, I hope you're all keeping well. And, yeah, we're going to get there this year. I can feel it in my bones. So don't worry about these scary songs I play you. I'll be back next time. Until then, bye for now. I'm going to hand you back to Proctopus Radio.